Clubhouse.
This is Caroline.
And this is Aisha.
Welcome to RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars Season 5, Episode 7.
Stand up, smackety smack down, baby. It's time for the comedy challenge.
Smackdown. I was looking forward to this one. Although, you know, when we talk producer manipulation, you know, ways in which that they can, you know, make challenges more conducive to one competitor or another. Felt a little
manipulated,
pointed at our Blair Bear.
You know what, though? The funny thing is that RuPaul had actually said the thing he loved about Blair was the fact that she had made him laugh so hard with that little shimmy, shimmy shake and the shh little move.
Okay.
So yeah. RuPaul finds Blair super funny. Maybe he was trying to give her that way to like step it up. I'm not so sure about the manipulation, because if that was the case, then we would have thought that Jujubee was a shoo-in, right?
Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah,
I just kind of feel like every week is manipulation. I mean, just
I kind
of
feel
week,
like...
I just kind of yell that just because I feel it in my bones. But
you gotta feel like this whole thing is bullshit.
I shouldn't play with talking about my bones, because you know I take my bones very seriously. I don't really feel it in my bones, but it's just like every week I'm like, that seems a little manipulated.
Like,
nipped.
We're
jaded.
We're at that point. We're jaded, right? Like, you don't even believe anything anymore. No, we're like, fuck that. I don't believe this shit ever.
I don't think RuPaul is actually a woman.
I don't believe any of it. All a lie. This is what this pandemic does to your brain.
Yeah.
It messes with your brain, people.
Makes you question everything you think you know.
Question everything. Leave no stone unturned, is what I say.
Nothing untucked.
Nothing untucked, nothing unturned, nothing pulled out, nothing exposed.
Don't pull anything out, expose nothing.
No. Expose nothing. Okay, keep it under wraps.
Okay, so let's talk about this aftermath a little bit, because I appreciated Miss Cracker's dramatic pause there with the whole "Who did you vote, old Jujubee?" She's always good for putting you on the spot. And there was like that super awkward silence.
I know. I think Cracker is just like, she lives for the moment. I mean, come on. This whole time, like doing her like little little bit of side note things that she's saying in between. I forgot the names of those little vignettes.
I call them confessionals.
Confessionals, vignettes, whatever you want to call them, whatever the industry term is.
I think that that's back from like Real World, though. I don't think Survivor calls them confessionals.
They do. I mean, I guess if it was like Big Brother, it'd be like in the like diary, right?
Yeah,
like,
so that's kind of confessional.
The diary. You know, saying their real true feelings. And I think like she's always been about the drama, always bringing that little bit of extra drama for the viewers. And I love it. I'm here for it.
Did you think that it was going to be Alexis on her lipstick, or did you think she was going to pull out like Shay or Juju or something?
No. Oh, for sure. I knew it. I knew she was not going to pull out Blair. There's no way.
Well, I don't know.
No. I would have been shocked if it had said Blair. I think she did the right thing. Everybody was on the same page. Nothing's better than when the contestants and the actual winner have the same choices. That's like the best, because everybody's on the same level, right? They're not.
I agree. Yeah.
And I think that Blair was super like sweet. Like, oh, I gotta hug you. Thank you for keeping me. Like, I was like, bitch, you know she kept you. I think she did get a little scared. I think Cracker tried to play a little.
Oh, like, I was a little scared. I was like, whoa, who did she actually vote for here?
Right. Close to the vest, right? And try to like make a little bit more drama.
Close to the corset.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Who were judges this week?
Okay, judges. We got Russ Matthews, Michelle Visage, and super fun Jane Krakowski, which we all know, you know, 30 Rock fame and everything else. Emmy winner, absolute funny lady and fabulous woman all around. The last judge was Sam Richardson.
Aisha, it was so funny to me how like Jane was like a part of the entire Maxi Challenge. And then we like go to the very end for the actual show and they like pan the judges. I'm like, who's that man sitting at the end? I didn't know Sam Richardson was even a part of this. It was very side note.
Maybe he was just like, you know, he came in at the last moment. He's like, hey, I'd like to judge this week.
That's probably how it works. People just happen by on the street. Like,
they just walk by the lot.
I have
like,
opinions.
You want to come on in? Like, we already have Jane Krakowski. So like whatever else is cool. Like, it's good.
Oh, my God. So, oh, my God.
No, he was cute, mildly, like, entertaining and funny and not annoying in any way. So I enjoyed him. And I'm not a Beat fan or Detroiters or any of the big stuff that he's done. So I had no idea.
Yeah, it was just funny how he got, like, such little fanfare. And, you know, Jane got, like, screams out of every contestant. Oh, and there's also Sam is also
Sam
here.
and Sam.
And
Sam's
Sam.
like, hi, hi,
I'm
how you
Sam.
doing? I am Sam, exactly.
Exactly.
Hi,
Oh my
Sam.
God. So talk to me about the Maxi Challenge this week. First of all, do you like this challenge?
I enjoy this one a lot. You know how I feel about the lame skit. So comedy, I was all about, except just like I am with karaoke, and you know this from past experiences.
Croaky experiences.
I cringe a little when it's really bad. And I know everybody does. That's, I mean, it's not like an abnormal thing, but it's like extra weird because my daughter and I are watching it and she literally got under the covers during a couple acts because she was
Oh
like, this hurts so bad. I can't
my
do it.
God. Okay,
Yeah.
so let's get into it. So the Maxi Challenge was the stand-up smackdown.
Stand-up comedy. So they had to do a whole comedy routine that they created themselves in front of a live audience.
Now, do you think that it was an actual advantage to give Miss Cracker to be able to put them into the lineup?
Yes and no.
I mean, she took it very seriously.
Well, I mean, I think maybe a schoolyard pick would have probably have been fairer. Then you're leaving it up to each individual person to kind of make another decision.
See, for me, it was most advantageous not where she exactly put you, because in the end, that didn't exactly mean anything to this group of people. It might in an actual professional comedian's career, but not in this case. However, the way that she described why she chose each position, the flaws of being
Such
in that
bullshit.
position, that, my friend, is what the psych out was.
It was all about the psych out. She's like, it's a competition. I'm not worrying about feelings. But then, like, to tell them all that bullshit, I was like,
Yeah.
this is what I would have done. Been a boss bitch, make the order, and then been like, bam, drop the microphone and walk away. That's it. That's what I said. I said what I said. Peace out. Y'all deal with it. That's it. But she had to make the whole put you first because of this, and you second, and you and me third, and then shape for it. I was like, oh Lord, okay.
You're like, you're being dramatic, dude. Super
You know, I
dramatic.
was like, I super eye roll on all of it. I was like,
We were actually sitting down with them and we got a chance to see them trying to write their own jokes, which I felt was really awkward. There wasn't enough action kind of interactions, I guess I want to say, between everybody for that part to have lasted kind of as long as it did. If
You know, it's funny because, like, say you were in that challenge and you're trying to come up with your skit. You know, all of your brilliant ideas would come the minute you, like, hit your bedroom. You, like, got back to the hotel room and then, like, bam, all the ideas would have, like, flowed and all that the rest of the day to, like, come up with it. Nothing. I would be like, nothing, nothing, nothing. Get home, get ready to go to bed, and then boom, like, it hits. Grab the pen, start writing it down.
I'll tell you that one thing that would have been a problem for me is that because it was supposed to be a SmackDown, when it's in that sterile environment where no one's in their performance clothes, no one is looking the way they're going to look on at the actual show. We don't know what the audience looks like. We don't know anything, right? To have to write like SmackDown jokes is really hard because I'm looking over at someone who's just wearing like a sweatshirt. But then when they're on stage and they look over and they have their entire getup on, like it was really like the jokes came to me right when I looked over and I'd be like, okay, Whitney Houston over there, Shay. Like there's like all kinds of things I would have thought of when they were in their look. But when he was just sitting there in his like sweatshirt, I mean, nothing's like coming to mind to like totally rip you apart about.
I think Jujubee and Blair were super funny just off the cuff talking with Ross and Jane while they're like getting ready, right?
Yeah, I think that the off the cuff is the key.
Right. They should have. And that's what Jujubee said in her Untucked was that I should have just gone without the notes. She's naturally funny.
I would have been terrible with notes. Like, I can't even imagine
Oh,
trying to tell
God.
a joke with notes. I would have looked like a fool, Blair.
The amount of times poor Blair looked at that notebook, I wanted to be like, oh, baby, put that down.
Aisha, oh my God, the part when she set up the joke, turned the page for the
Paige.
punchline, my little comedic heart like broke in half. I was like, no.
I was like, no, baby, let me take your hands. Close the book and put it down because
Seriously, shut
it's
the
not looking good
fuck
right
up.
now. Yeah,
That's
not
terrible.
good.
When you and I are together and we go out someplace, we're in a club kind of setting or even like on vacation or whatever, and we start talking up groups of people or what have you. I just watched Clueless today because today was like the 25th anniversary of Clueless. Yeah. And they're at a party and she goes, let's go bump into people. And they just like make their way through the crowd, kind of bumping into people so
That's
that you have to,
hilarious.
oh, excuse me, pardon me, like that kind of thing. I'm
That's
like, oh
our
shit, that's what we do.
That's our move. That's our move.
Let's go bump into people. Let's I'm going to start saying that to you.
I get it.
You're like, ah! What was that? You're like,
No, I was about to say, I'm all about that.
I know you are. So, but you know, like once there's like a couple laughs, then the adrenaline gets pumping. Mm-hmm. And then I can get like way over the top really fast. My own adrenaline and blood is pumping. And I'm like saying things that your eyes are bugging out of your head.
Yes,
you're giving me
the
cut the neck sign. You're saying too much. You're going too far. Like, so stand up for me is like so hard because there's no time to get like lost in the bumping into the people in the crowd. It's all just like spotlight on you. You just have to be funny now. Be funny right the second. That is so hard.
It depends on the type of comedy you do because your comedy is best riffing off people. Stand up is like is truly a monologue.
Very true.
You're getting your energy back from the folks, but like that crowd, it seemed like there was like 12 people in that crowd in the audience.
They were so bland.
At least a fake laugh, something. Somebody give them something.
Oh my God.
But there was nothing. You got to have a whole lot of energy to get a crowd like that going. It is not easy. I cannot imagine.
I cannot imagine at all. Do you think that it was helpful to have that Ross and Jane rehearsal time? Did you really think that they were better off for having had that?
I think so. I think that they helped them a lot. I think they came in there, obviously with editing and stuff, they kept that so short and like kind of guide them on like what not to start with, what to stay away from. And
okay,
that kind
but
of
did
thing.
You
That's
think
very helpful.
All four of them really benefited from it?
Yeah.
There's one that sticks out sorely that I do not think benefited from it at all. That would be Blair. She was actually funny in the rehearsal.
She didn't use any of it.
She got real weird.
Well, she said she choked. I mean, it's almost, it's like she took, it's like everything that you prepared for, you took it and just threw it out the window, Blair.
What the hell?
She fucked it up. I mean, I don't know what else to say. You could have done better, Blair, and she knows it. She knows it. And so I was like, oh, no.
What did
you
think of that advice they were giving Shay to go with the Sasha Velour whole past hurts?
Well, I kind of questioned that because I was like,
me too. This is what I'm asking you, if this was good advice or not.
She was the only one that they basically like steered in a certain direction. Do you know what I mean?
I completely agree with that.
I was like, well, that's interesting that they would just steer her. I think you should talk about this particular issue in your life. Shay jumped on it and did exactly what they said. Ended up coming out, you know, looking great.
But okay, given that this was supposed to be a SmackDown situation, and then thinking about how much of Shay's act was actually her just trying to make jokes about herself compared to everybody else, I mean, God, Blair was like fucking roasting the judges.
Right.
And then definitely Juju was like roasting competitors. Everybody's doing that. So then when Shay came up and she was responsible for just basically like revealing her soul and roasting her own situation. I thought that that was like, I don't know if she had to do that, but it seemed like she did. Like Ross was basically like, if you do, we'll be cool with you. If you don't, well, you're not showing enough healing and growth.
Right. I was like, I've caught a little bit of bullshit on that. But she did roast a little bit. She roasted, you know, Cracker with the whole, like, you know, Cracker is just like a puppet. You know, there's the only
really
thing.
Funny.
She's like, when you stick your fist up on, you know, upper or whatever.
When she gets animated, when you stick your fist up her.
Yeah, exactly. Which I was like, oh my God.
Which that actual motion of the fisting was really wicked.
Really, really funny. You know what? I'm not hating on it. I think Shay did exactly what she was supposed to do. I enjoyed her, actually. She was one of my favorites.
Okay, so let's talk about each of them for just a second in the actual act. Rehearsals were one thing. When we got to the actual act, let's start with Jujubee. First of all, I want to say I was really surprised by her choice of outfits. That seemed like she borrowed someone else's. It was like a tiny tank mini dress, which was like nothing I feel like I've seen her in.
That's what I'm saying, is she's just kind of underwhelming when it comes to the drag, the actual look. I love the color she put into it, like the blue wig that was like, and her makeup was stunning. When she just came out with that kind of like blah dress.
It was very plain. And I just thought really, really short for her. Like, I know the prom look for her was also short, but I think of her as more of those longer kind of gown-ish sort of, everything we've been speaking of that sophisticated, modern looking modesty, you know.
Yeah.
You have all that stuff. And like, this was like a weird teenager's outfit that I was kind of like, oh, okay, this doesn't seem quite like you.
She's showing some body
I guess
today.
so. I mean, and hey, yeah. Totally pulled it off. Don't get me wrong.
It was a little bit different than she normally does, but nothing super overwhelming. Kind of a club vibe, so maybe she was right on.
Yeah, I guess that's true, because this was supposed to be a club. I really felt like she held her own in this. She got like a solid B+ for me in this on this act. I mean, not every single one was hilarious, but she had some good ones in there, and she's clearly had a comfort level up there.
I wasn't as impressed as I was hoping to be. One, she had notes.
Right.
Two, she was pretty stiff. It took her a little while to get warmed up. Once she got warmed up, she was funny. In the beginning, I was a little disappointed with, because I was expecting her to just, bam, turn it on and just shut it down. And I don't think she shut it down.
Notes are always a terrible idea. I mean, everyone there is a performer on some level. I mean, you guys have never taken notes out there for anything else. You didn't have notes for your skit. Just it like already threw the audience, I think, for all of us to be like, why are they reading their jokes? Like, that feels odd.
Well, what was it, like 2 minutes, maybe a 2 minute set?
Yeah, something like that.
But still, I mean, you could memorize 2 minutes, can't you?
I would think if you are a performer on the regs, I think that you should be able to hop up on stage, rattle off a couple of minutes. And it wouldn't be verbatim, but, you know, if you had like some bullet points in your head or some punchlines in your head, you could get there, I think. I'd like to hope I could.
Next time on RuPaul's Drag Race, the comedy challenge will have an actual teleprompter behind the camera.
Yes.
Because it looked stupid.
Because it did look stupid. Oh my God. Okay. So speaking of, let's get into Blair looking stupid.
Oh.
This has got to be the one that your daughter hid under the blankets.
No. Yeah. If you can picture that, like under the blanket, she was like, oh, this hurt.
Okay. So talk to me about this faux pas with the joke about Jane Krakowski's age. That was the straw.
The thing is, I don't think that anything's really off limits if you do it the right way. It's roasting. That's what they signed up for. You know what I mean? This is the challenge everybody signed up for. It's all in good fun. You can roast the shit out of everybody. It's the timing. It's the way it's said. The delivery, Blair.
See, and I'm going to go with...
Bitch, I'm scared.
I'm going to go with, it's okay to roast Michelle and Ross, but I don't think you roast Mama Ru, and I don't think you fucked with guests.
I think you can fuck with the guests. I don't think you fuck with Michelle. That's what I think.
She takes old jokes. The people do old jokes at Michelle all the time. But I don't think you fuck with Jane.
You think?
Did you hear the crickets? And then when they were like going through the judging, they were like, you had that unfortunate joke about one of our guests. Like, they fucking called it out. I was like,
I know.
Oh my God. Like,
I know.
No, I don't think you're allowed to joke about Jane's age.
I just feel like Jane's a comedian.
Someone should have told Blair, don't do age, pick something else.
It's like the one fucking thing you don't want.
And also, I mean, the other things that people were picking, I thought were so random. When they were making fun of Shay's music, I was like, what? That's like an inside joke.
Like, definitely inside. I was like, she makes music?
Have you seen this raggy toothbrush this one has over here? Like, no, dude. Y'all live together or whatever. Like, we don't know.
I know.
Oh, here's the other thing. When they were doing like the Smackdowns, Juju was like, and a book is Blair. It's like a thing you change. You like turn the pages.
Oh my God.
Damn.
Like, she's so, are you stupid?
That was so bad.
I know. I mean, it's all in good fun. I just don't think anybody should take any of this shit personally.
So then do you think it was bullshit that Jane took it so personally? Like, did she fuck it up by not just laughing?
Yeah, she did. She should have just laughed at the whole thing. Don't you think you would have had, if somebody was roasting and you could possibly be on the table, don't you think you would just have like the fakest fucking laugh queued up? Like, I'd be like,
I wouldn't have a laugh. My face would be, the eyebrows go all the way into my hairline and I go, oh my God.
You have the, with the fist to your mouth.
Yeah.
I'd do that. Yeah. My fist would go to my mouth. Like, oh,
oh my God. Snap. I would do that a lot.
Something.
Yes.
Something. Yes. I mean, come on.
But the crickets. Oh,
that was the worst. I think that was the problem. Like I said, timing, delivery, all shot. Blair, you had one job and you fucked it
That was
Like,
so
done, absolutely
bad.
done. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh
Okay, so then
well. Oh
getting into
well.
a Cracker. I mean, I thought that Cracker was good. It wasn't as good as I expected it to be. I thought she was so funny as the country cousin. Oh my God, when she came out in that original, oh my God, I'm trying to remember what episode it was. It was like episode one or two, and she was wearing that, what the heck costume was it? A pickle, I guess, was her very first one. She had some like true bits that she did.
Oh, the pickle was from previous seasons, but yeah, they had like harkened back to that
Yeah,
season.
she has bits like in her repertoire that she could have easily pulled out. So I was kind of like, okay, what is she gonna do? And then when it was just kind of, it wasn't that deep, it was just sort of
Wasn't
like, oh, okay, that was
well, I'm gonna
funny.
give her a pass because I've seen her in person. I've seen her on stage and like doing her thing off the cuff or whatever you want to say
Like
off the cuff. I'm sure
improv.
she's prepared. Improv. She's super funny. Super funny on the mic. So remember when we went to our burlesque show
Yes.
and it's very like it was also like very like free and funny and they'd call up people from the audience. Same thing with the drag shows. They'll call people from the audience to do something. That's all off the cuff because they don't know who the fuck you're pulling
Right.
up from the audience, what you're going to say, what your name is, where you're from, what you do for a living. And they have to be able to make that shit funny right on stage and make everybody laugh. Like, okay, thanks, Dan from North Side of Houston. What do you do for a living? And
Nice.
Dan's like, I work at Chipotle.
Oh my
And then they're
God.
like, oh, Chipotle. So you like a fucking burrito, right, Dan? And they're all like, and whatever it is, that's like not funny. But you know what I mean? Like it's
But
so
like something, insert something funny there.
insert something funny about whatever,
About
And they can
Chipotle.
do that at Chipotle. I mean, great, great,
I'd be
great
like,
place.
Dan, do you need to use a bathroom?
That's why you're the comedian
Chipotle's
I'm
like the
not. No,
diarrhea
that would be
haven.
Taco Bell. That would be
Oh,
Taco
but
Bell.
come on,
Taco
remember
Bell.
all that? They had to like shut down like 100 times for like E. coli or whatever.
Oh, you know
I'm
what?
just
Don't be
saying.
messing with my
Poops in your
Chipotle,
food. Poops in your food. Poops in your
Poop
food.
City. And then when she came out with all that energy, that's what I love. Like, hey, like whatever. You know how she like jumped out and she was like
Yes.
really loud and
I
she
liked
could
her.
she
Or the
the
color of her
crowd got
outfit
into it.
and the color of the wig
Yeah.
and stuff was great.
She looked like Dolly Parton though.
Can I ask you a little bit of like maybe like a off maybe it's like not right question?
What? What's
Okay,
not right?
so the I don't know what to say. So
I'm
the
afraid.
outfit that Miss Cracker was wearing was like a unitard in many ways, but it was like the way that the tuck was done or something. It was like she had like an outie belly button. Something was awry in that area that just didn't seem very smooth. I didn't know what was going on. I mean, I know how tucking works. Obviously, that would be like a reverse tuck if it's taped to your belly in some way. So I don't know what was going on there, but it wasn't smooth. It wasn't smooth. It was weird. There kept being like a like something there. My eye just kept, because it was like shimmery and smooth, my eye just kept going to that bump. Like, what is that? Listen, it's been a long, hard quarantine when I'm starting to I spy cock on Miss Cracker.
You're like, I think I can see it.
I think I can. I think I
I
can.
think I can. I think there's a whole lot of issues with her body form
Talk to
this
me.
episode
Talk to me about that.
on Cracker, period. Okay. It was clear in the runway as well that her, the body form that they get into, I forgot the name of what we call it.
I think body form sounds about right. I know what you're talking about. It's like basically, it's like the Spanx that also had the padding already kind of all built in. That's what
All
you're
the
talking
padding,
about?
exactly.
Yeah.
I feel like something has gone awry with the padding this season. And I think that they only have one or a couple that they kind of go back and forth with.
Didn't she say that it was actually her sister that sewed her like that part for her?
Yeah, maybe something has happened to her.
Well, I am
And there's a
so
bump.
thankful that I am not just sounding like a jerk when I say it, because I was like, okay, something is wrong. Something I can't describe it to you exactly, but like something was wrong.
Now we're getting fucking picky. Now we're like, oh my God. You can't even get a body that looks like an entire freaking real woman. Now what the hell are you doing? Get out of here.
Well, just don't look like you like we didn't snip your umbilical cord. That's what it looked like. There was like a
Oh
lump
my God,
underneath
a
the
little.
outfit that I was like, what is that?
Could it have been the microphone.
It is possible.
The jumpsuit look, it was a look. I mean, it was
I
something.
smell your Dolly Parton, and I love a good Dolly Parton. And so I smell
Right.
that look off of it's that amazing hair. I'm so
It
for
was the
wigs.
hair.
And the
It was
blue
the
color,
big,
the
big wig.
rhinestone little,
And the
bedazzling.
dolman type sleeve that was hanging, the whole deal, you know? I mean, it was very like catching for the eye on stage. Like, I like that.
For
And
sure.
she had the big hair, big personality. She's tiny, so like I feel like everything needs to be bigger on her to like just draw the eye upward. 'Cause it's like she's so stumpy otherwise.
Stumpy
It's
is
like
the right word.
stump
Don't you feel like her
city-o.
fingers are like 2 inches long?
Stump city. I don't know how. But like you have to have that extra large personality to make up for the fact that you have no inches in your height.
Oh my gosh. Now, you are not a tall woman.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
So, given that
You
I
can
would
describe me
never
that
say
way.
stumpy about you, I would never say that. What do
Oh
you think that
no.
she does wrong? You don't come off stumpy to me, but you are probably the same height. And I say that with love. You barely ever look stumpy.
Well, I think I have a thinner neck. She's a very wide kind of tree trunk neck, right? Like if you look
Chew that, chew that.
Cracker, I love you, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to be picking your body apart. This is terrible. But Caroline made me do it. Body positivity,
We
people.
are
We
being
love
positive. We're
all
trying to
body
figure
types.
out what it is about the look because we certainly know women. I know plenty of women who are 5 feet tall, who maybe even
Right.
that more kind of rectangular, boxy shape. And there's ways to elongate your figure. And then there's ways to come off stumpier. And I'm trying to think to myself, what is it that women do that accomplish that look?
I mean, even though I don't have a torso.
I mean, you weren't like not born with a torso. I mean, you have one. Just short,
A short
stumpy.
torso. I don't have a very long torso. I think that there's just not a lot of delineation from shoulder to hip to waist.
Like shoulder, waist, hip.
That whole ratio. But when she snatches that waist in a whole lot more, it makes her look a lot better. So it just kind of
We are
depends.
not picking her apart at all. There's certain looks that she does that really accentuates her height, meaning like you catch
Yeah.
it right away and you're like, oh my gosh, she's really tiny. And there's other
Yep.
things where you're like, oh no, she just looks, she looks proportional to everybody else.
And God forbid you ever on TV. I mean, because that makes you look like one, heavier than you ever are, and two, probably shorter than
Can
you
I
are.
ask you what went wrong with making cameras that being on TV makes you look heavier? I mean, with all the
Don't
tips
know.
and tricks and filters and everything, how could they not manipulate that by now to not say the camera adds 10 pounds? Why shouldn't it be like the camera takes off 50 pounds? Like, what technology? Come on. We can have like a Apple Watch and then here and like we still have to look fat on camera? Come
I know. Don't you think
on.
they would have we have a whole lot more fucking actor and actresses out here?
Priorities,
I'd be
Aisha.
like, I want to be an actress. Sign me up.
I don't look stumpy at all.
Do I look 6 foot? Absolutely. Put me on that, you know?
Speaking of 6 foot,
So yeah.
Shay,
What?
I thought, knocked it out of the park with her outfit.
We were talking about this outfit. Did it look familiar to you at all? Like, did you think I've seen this outfit?
Thought she was giving off a hot Whitney Houston vibe. The
Mm-mm.
hair, no, you didn't get that, like the hair like that.
Mm-mm.
Okay, what were you feeling?
Well, I feel, and I'm maybe totally wrong, but I feel like it's Ariana Grande's outfit that she wore to one of the award shows or a ball. I can't remember. But Ariana Grande wore a similar dress, exactly like that same type of dress. And I don't think it was that same color, but it just like it made me think of that, like either Gaga or Ariana Grande or some like pop star. But then when I looked it up, I was right. It was Ariana Grande, and it was like this mauve color. It wasn't that red, but the red was
Oh, I
stunning.
remember in the mauve just when you said that. Yes. Okay, yes. Looking at her picture, you didn't get like any Whitney Houston out of her wig?
I mean, now that you say that, yeah, I could get with that. I could get with that. I just thought it was stunning, and I love that she was like, "If I'm not gonna be funny, I'm gonna still look stunning," which was like, yes,
And
amen.
interestingly, the other three all wore blue, and she was the only one who didn't. And that eye-catching red, gorgeous.
And huge, you know, it wasn't just like some small diminutive type outfit that just blended into the stage. It was like it took over the stage.
I would
So I was
also like to
like,
say that
hell yeah.
everything, all the tricks that drag queens do to look good in their outfits, I want these tricks, Aisha.
You want those? You want a staff that also helps you get into every outfit?
I
Because that's what they got.
want, when I want a more hourglass figure, I want padded hip Spanx to wear. When I
corset too.
want to wear a strappy dress that is so droopy, like Shay was wearing. If you look at it closely, though, she had all like a sheer tank top was a part of the top of the dress. I want these
I want it.
tricks.
I
I
know
want
exactly.
all of these tricks. I have decided that my everyday outfit may, in fact, become like a costume wardrobe situation.
Stop. You're like going to the grocery store. I'm going to be dressed.
I'm gonna be
Going.
like, I'm gonna go off the shoulder, but I'm not gonna be like flopping around. It's gonna be like sheer material. Like everything's gonna be like an ice skating outfit. So like anytime it looks like nude, it's not. It's really like
It's not.
tights, or the like cutouts are actually like skin tone,
It's all a
sheer.
fucking trick.
I want the
You want the
optical
tricks. I want the tricks.
illusions.
I want these. Okay, I got
Yes,
you. I got
I'm
you.
lusting after these. Every time I see amazing cleavage on some of these women that you know are flat-chested men, I'm like, I
What the
want
fuck?
your tricks. I want all of your tricks.
They're like, I've just contoured my chest
Yes.
and I've just
Okay.
drawn that extra shadow right in there into your chest.
Even with makeup, I love the contouring. Okay. I saw this amazing contour, Aisha. This is so fucking funny. It was like a woman who she had the mask on. She contoured her nose so that it looked like her nose actually ended at the mid-bridge, so that when she had her full mask on and like the very tip of her nose was actually the lips. And like
Oh,
her nose
shut
ended
up.
mid-bridge, and then she had these huge
Wow.
eyes, right? So it kind of looked like a Snapchat filter. But it was so well done. I am so mesmerized by this idea of contouring and not having to blend it all in. They can go looking a little paint by number at times. And that's fine because it's like, yeah, you're to know that there's like contour on there. I also want to be able to
You
do
also want
that.
that? You know what? You can do that. All you have to do is just try
It's
it
not
and leave
blended
it.
in so much.
Don't fucking blend.
Yeah, but I want like license. Are you giving me permission to like go
I'm
out?
giving you permission.
Okay.
Who said that you have to blend everything in? I mean, it's just about how dark you really want your contour, how much more you want it to stand out. Say we were going out for the night.
Let's say, because that's completely fake and we can't ever go anywhere. So
We can't fucking
yes.
do it, right? Exactly. So, say let's pretend like it was back. You remember when we used to be able to go out?
Remember that
When we
thing
used to be able to
when
go
we went
out.
out as friends out into the public? Yes.
Yeah, to the world. Get to a
Bump
place
into
and jump by
people?
drinks.
Yes.
Yeah, go bump into people. So you could do like a darker contour because you know you're going out at night. It's something that's really going to make your nose stand out a little bit more. That's the
Like
look.
a shadowy area.
It wouldn't be as blended. So say I would blend it if I was just going to, something else during the day, and I wouldn't want it that dramatic looking.
Do you know what I think my problem is? I think I do a daytime look all the time.
Yeah, and you don't need to. There's many types of looks. I
Yeah,
mean,
like I need to have like a nighttime look, and then I need to have like a nighttime performing in drag on stage look.
I'm so glad that you welcomed you to my life.
I want this now, and I expect.
Do you not know who your best friend is
I
here?
want
I
you to
mean,
help me sew sheer fabric
okay.
into shit and make it so that I can just like have these like hugely plunging necklines that just look fucking
Oh my God.
fantastic. Because in reality, when you get up close, that ain't their skin. That's just, it's all silicone and
It's all
damaged.
an
I'm like,
illusion.
I want, this is it. I'm declaring it now. I want my life to be a drag queen illusion. There you go. I've said it.
This is what I've been saying for years. I don't understand why it's taken you this long to come to the dark side. Not the
But
dark
here's
side.
the thing, because I think that there's all these people in the world who are like, you gotta like, we're somehow supposed to look a certain way, but it has to be like you're just naturally like that. And drag, there's something
No.
about drag in general, because obviously they are men who are dressing in women's clothing, then you have that element of like, nothing here is real, you
Real,
know? And
right.
so
So it's
everything is an illusion, right? And it's and you're
right.
welcome to like create your own illusion. And I'm like, hold up. I can create an
Yeah, fuck
illusion
that.
on my own self.
Exactly. You already stuck your toe into it. I mean, we've got fabulous
Might have stuck my
lashes
nips into it.
that
That's
are,
what I'm
I
trying to
mean,
tell
you
you.
put your nips, you put nips, you put toes, whatever you want to dip into that pond. I want you to do it because we've already got the lashes. Do your lashes look like you just came out of the womb? Bitch, no,
Bitch,
they don't.
listen. People at home don't know. Okay, so listen, Aisha and I have these killer, amazing
Killer.
eyelashes. Okay, we have a fantastic eyelash lady, and our eyelashes, no shit. I get stopped at least once a day if I'm out in public. Pre-Rona, it would have been 3 or 4 times a day for someone to say,
Right.
"I love your eyelashes."
Shit.
I could be mid-order. I could be like, "I'm gonna have a Coke and a fry. I love
Love your
your
lashes.
eyelashes." I'm like, thanks.
You're
You're
like, thanks. You're I
amazing.
was born like this. I was just born like this. Thank
I
you.
never say that. Do you
No,
don't
I
own
don't say
up?
that
Do you
either.
own up like right away? Do you be like,
No, I don't tell anyone. I just say thank you. Like, I paid for that shit.
I'm learning. I think at
That's
the beginning I was like this. They're fake, they're pretend. Someone else glues them on for me.
way too much fucking information. No,
So
no, no,
now
no,
I just
no,
say
no.
things like, "Thanks, you're
Thanks.
amazing."
Period. Period. You just say thanks, period.
That's it.
Because you paid for that shit and that's it. You don't need, and nobody else needs any more extra information. You've already stuck your toe into that pond.
Yeah.
You're already fabulous from your, on your eyeball. What's so hard with just going into the contour route? Go
I do
ahead.
light contouring, but I just never go balls to the wall. And I'm just feeling,
It's just
I
makeup.
think in these Rona times, what may exit the building when we're ready to like start over again, minus masks, I might come out like a little painted doll, where
A little,
you're
right?
like, "Jesus God, who is that?"
I want you to know that right now my little lips are, they're sad. My lips are sad.
Why is your lip sad?
They haven't seen lipstick because they're covered up with a mask. What's the
Oh,
point of wearing a,
God.
what's the point of wearing lipstick with a mask? There is none. It's sad. So my lips are sad. I want everybody to have a little moment of silence for my lips.
Okay. Shh.
It's my best asset. My mouth, my smile.
Aisha, we're having a moment of silence. And that was my lip memorabile right there. I did this.
Shh. Okay. All right.
See?
Yeah.
So again, on Clueless, they did like a close-up on her makeup and she was doing lip liner. And I was also having a moment of silence for the fact that I haven't had lip liner in my life, too.
Oh, ever?
No, I mean, I have, but like too
Oh,
long.
okay. Oh,
It's been way too
yeah.
long.
It's been way too long. I
Yeah.
know.
This is really
I feel
making me want to just like go whole hog. Like, you're gonna see me like jogging and you'll be like,
She's gonna be full drag.
Is that bitch wearing like a tutu and like tights and shit? And like her face looks amazing, but also what is she doing?
I literally just bought a full bodycon dress with a kimono. Where am I going in this outfit? I don't know, but it shows every damn curve and it's got something that flows on the top that I could just whip around on people's
What
faces.
does something flows on the top mean?
But it's flowy on the top. Like it's a kimono on top that drapes on top that like basically I can flip around like a cape.
What? You know how I feel about a capelet.
Oh, it's fabulous. I mean, I just can't wait for you to see it. But like,
Wow.
that's what I'm saying. What is going on? These are the feelings I've got. So
Yeah.
when you are in full makeup, I am going to join you. We will be in full outfits and we're just going to be walking
Okay, so I'm
around.
going to tell you a secret. So this past weekend, I was at the lake with a family member, and I said, "Hey, family member, I've got this bikini top that will make your boobs look amazing." And she had the gall to retort to me that she did not need her boobs to look amazing.
What?
I know.
What?
That's,
Wait,
I
what?
know. And then she was like,
No.
"What? I need my boobs to look amazing, like, and amongst my family?" And I thought, girl,
You need to look amazing every minute of your day.
or why can't your boobs just look amazing for you?
For yourself.
I
Yeah,
mean,
for
what
yourself.
are you living for
You
everyone
have
else?
eyeball you have eyeballs.
Are you living for everyone
Yeah.
else?
I feel like that's a
That's like a
thing.
common
That's a
comment. It's like, I'm just with my kids, so my boobs and like my ass and my thighs and my makeup and my whatever can look like terrible. And I'm like, I'm not saying that everybody has to like go crazy, because who, if you're listening right now and you're like, "Don't body shame, I don't want to wear makeup and I don't care what I look like." Cool, but don't feel like you're doing it for them. Like, if you feel like, "You know what? I want to do something a little zhuzhier because, like, I feel like I'm hot stuff to my own self," fucking do it. This is like my Rona epiphany.
You know, and it's funny, and I don't want to be like, oh, well, I've always been like that. But I've been like this. Whenever there's a gathering, a group, or whatever, and everybody's wearing a certain type of outfit, I will wear whatever the fuck I want to wear, always.
What happens every single time? So there's a planned event, and then what is the next thing that happens? I
What
call
what
you.
is everyone
I
wearing?
yeah, I
Okay.
call you and I say, what are you
What are you
wearing?
wearing? And then I say, I don't know.
And then I say, no, for real. Tell me, like, are you wearing like a dress? Are you wearing like jeans? Like what are you wearing?
And I never know until I
And
feel it, until
sometimes
I
you
like
guys,
step.
she'll lie. She'll tell
I
me
don't
she's
lie. I
wearing
never lie.
jeans, and I'll show up also wearing jeans and like some variation of a going out top. And
Yeah,
this
I'd
bitch will
lie.
show up in like the tightest bodycon dress you ever did see, sky high stilettos. Bitch, I am wearing jeans. You told me. And you're like, I just didn't feel that. Oh, you didn't hear? I'm not wearing that.
I just go with how I feel. That's why I don't like to tell anybody what I like to wear because I don't know how I'm going to feel in the moment. It's how I feel in the moment. And when I step into my closet, don't do a whole lot of pre-planning on my wardrobe choices. It just kind of
See,
flow.
I'm going to call bullshit on that. The majority of us plan event by event. So I buy a
Okay.
dress for an event I'm going to.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You, my no pre-planner, shop like it's like there's a party tomorrow every day. Like you will say in Rona times, you will say, I just got 10 boxes of bodycon dresses and lingerie like I'm in the Victoria's Secret fashion show this week. I'm saying, bitch, where are you going? And you're like, nowhere. But here's the trick. But
Nowhere.
here's the trick. In 6 months, when we are going somewhere, you are going to not have quote unquote pre-planned. However, you will walk into a fully stocked closet with a
Absolutely.
gajillion choices that are
Yeah.
ready for going out. Whereas I will have bought
Absolutely.
one outfit for that one birthday and that one outfit for that one wedding or one going
Exactly.
out party. And so when I go back in, I'm like, I've worn all this. It's all
You're like, I have
lame.
nothing. I know,
Yes.
exactly.
So you are a pre-planner.
Well,
You're just like a pre-pre-planner. You don't even know the event you're buying for yet.
exactly. It's just, I know I would eventually use these things. If you feel like you want to wear something that makes you look fabulous, and wear it. And if everybody else has a problem with it, well, that's their problem, not
I'm
mine.
going to start doing a lot more research
That's
into the ways in which you can manipulate a body into looking
There you
different
go.
ways.
She's going to be like, Google ice skating
Yeah,
outfits
yeah,
and
yeah,
seamstresses.
yeah. Show me sheer nudes in like a medium tone.
Exactly. You need to find your exact
Oh,
sheer,
fuck
right?
A. And when I do, I'm going to buy a bolt and I'm going to put it on the wall, like in my fucking closet. And then once I find it, I'm going to be like, this outfit needs to have like a lot less. And then I'm just going to cut like a yard off and take it to the seamstress and be like, all right, I'm going to need you to add this exact color to
The
this
sheer, I
mess.
know.
It's just a whole thing now. I'm excited.
It is exciting. And I think that's what like these shows do for women too. I mean, it gives us the sense, hey, you know, we can do whatever we want. We can look however we want. We can own our bodies and we can figure out what looks best on us and just go rock it. Be happy. And hopefully people see that in the show too. You know what I mean? And feel that like positivity as well. Because I love that about
I
it.
think they do an amazing job of basically saying to every single audience person, guy, girl, questioning, what have you, and say, whatever's your expression, whatever you want to say about yourself, fucking do it. I love at the end how Rue says, if you can't love yourself, how the hell can you love somebody else?
Can I get an amen? Amen. That's right.
Especially because we live in a suburban kind of world here and things are kind of downplayed. And plus, we live in the South, and I think there's even an extra element of like, oh, we're just easygoing. We're just throwing on like a t-shirt and shorts, right? Like we don't live in a cosmopolitan area with like cutting edge fashion and stuff like that, where everyone might dress to the nines every day. We are kind of growing out of this, peeping on greener pastures past the elementary school, middle schools. It's like, hey, Aisha, I think there's something beyond the train tracks. I think there's like more world out there. I wore my Princess Leia gold bikini this past weekend, and I'm just saying I loved it. The fact that I was with family, I did not care. My sister-in-law went like this. She
Exactly.
literally did the like auga eyes when I took my shirt off on the dock.
Oh my
She
gosh.
literally did that wolf, like her eyes went woo like that at me. And I was like, yeah, hubba hubba, like it.
Take a big look.
Fuck all that. We don't got anywhere else to go bumping into people. We're starting to have to bump into people in our own family reunions.
You're bumping. Let me
I'm
bump into
bumping into
somebody.
people in my living room
Yeah.
now. It's getting a little awkward.
It is getting awkward.
All right, Aisha. So now's your favorite part.
Have a girl. Put the bass in your walk. Yeah. My favorite part is Runway, for those who don't know. I know you do because you listen to us every week. This one was Freak Out. So I guess it was like Let Your Freak Flag Fly. When you heard the category, I honestly thought this was like a disco thing. I was like, wait, is this like a disco? I don't know why, because he was like, ah, Freak Out. And
Yes.
so I thought it was that song.
Yes.
And then when he said, oh, it's like Let Your Freak Flag Fly, I was like, ooh, okay. What's this going to be? Because this could be any fucking thing,
Right.
right?
Right.
Anything. What is your brain capable of? So there was a queen from last cycle of RuPaul's Drag Race, not the All Stars, but the regular show, named Crystal Method. Crystal has hair that looks like Elle DeBarge. Okay, so picture it.
Awesome.
Every time Rue would like come talk to Crystal Method, they'd play to the beat of the rhythm of the night, and it was like it was a thing, right? Because and literally, this guy looked like Elle DeBarge. Rue could not get enough of hair. Like he's like, I love your hair, I love your hair. You look like Elle DeBarge. Crystal Method's thing was like absolutely freaky, freaky type drag, like the stuff that like makes you not quite Evie Oddly freaky, the like cute but still freaky, funny type stuff. I think I'd showed you a little clip of like her doing the Bert and Ernie challenge
Yes,
with
yes, yes, yes.
a fan, and then she got all the way to the end and then did this Nelly Furtado like I'm like a bird
Yes.
thing at the end. It was just super, super crazy. Like all her looks were crazy. So that was the freakiness that I had in mind. And I don't think anybody quite lived up to that, but Jujubee's look was stunning. Body, shape, color, heels, makeup. This is what I was waiting for.
Completely agree. She was by far my favorite. And I loved that it was freaky without being disgusting, because that's an
Right.
often like
It was still
confused.
pretty.
Yeah. And like, I think something you want to touch, not something you're like shying away from and being scared of.
Would you like a monster jester?
Yeah. Like some
Like,
sort of squid, like with all the little tentacles and
right.
whatnot. Yeah, there was like a lot going on there, or tails or what have you. But I liked it. The actual like covering up of most of her face with just the eyes. I thought that was like all really effective. I thought it looked great.
Very cool. Very cool. I was like, and the 10-inch heels, amazing. Like,
Beautiful.
I've been waiting for her to just do something that just like drops my mouth, like opens that jaw, just drops it. When is she gonna do it? When is she gonna do it? And this was it finally for me. So I was like, okay, she's got it in her. I need to see more of this.
Okay, now the person that confused the shit out of me though was Blair, because she has been so
Blair.
avant-garde with like her tree and, you know, for her camo and like all these different things that she did that I was like, this is what you consider freaky? Dalmatian dog spots with like the furry.
Like a cat, right?
Yeah, she said
Like
it was
more like
her
a
Alice
Cheshire
in
cat
Wonderland Cheshire Cat look. She was the feline Katniss.
on acid
Yeah.
with those little tiny legs. I was like, girl, you have no thighs.
With all of her creativity, I really expected something really outrageous, just really outrageous. And this was finally like in the whole manipulation thing, this is something that Blair could have kicked all their asses at.
Honestly, that pink look that she did episodes
Yeah.
back, that was like the latex pink look where she was like completely pink. That would have been more
More
like
freaky. When she
freaky.
painted her face
The
all pink? Yeah.
yeah, when she was supposed to be like skin, the skin you're in, but like she ended up being the only one that was like pink. Blair, this was the time to do that stuff. It was right now. I think she tried to go there and it just didn't quite work because it just looked a little Halloween costume-ish to
Basic, like it really wasn't. You really could
now.
buy all of those individual pieces at like a party store.
Yeah. And you could totally like rock it.
Yeah, like just not that
Yeah,
great.
meh on that.
Yeah.
And same with Shay, though. Speaking of meh,
Yes.
same with Shay and the whole 90s raver platform deal that she was like rocking. I get the look and it was well put together. I like the lollipop and the whole thing and the pupils being big, and that was kind of cool. But like, I just think I was like, eh, meh,
Yeah,
like,
like the Cookie Monster shoes and all that stuff. Like,
throw it away. Yeah.
I just, again, it was the same kind of stuff. Like, it was like, okay, it was like a hodgepodge of things, but that does not a freaky look make.
We get to the one that the judges actually like the most. I do love a reveal.
I do too, so I give Cracker a lot of credit for that.
I like the fact that she came out in the really strange kind of like death post-apocalyptic like witch type. I don't even know how to like describe that, like a witch type
Yeah.
vibe, and then revealed into whatever else that was, the
It seemed a
bodysuit
little
that
like
she
The
wore.
Ring, like with the black hair. That had a, like a
Yeah.
very ring vibe to me.
So here's my problem. That bodysuit was like not tight.
And the boobs were in a
Did
weird
you,
spot.
the boobs were not shaped well. It just was not in the right spot and not shaped well. The bodysuit was actually loose. It just didn't fit. That's what I was saying. I think that her form underneath, her padding, has seen some better days.
You're right.
It was lumpier and bumpier, and I didn't like it. And I was like, meh. Like none of them except for Jujubee was like exciting to me. So I didn't like any of the looks except for Jujubee's. It was like, are y'all tired? Is it done? Are we at the end now where they're you're like, we just fucking we're tired.
I
We
love it. All right, so let's talk about
so
judging. What did you think about what the judges had to say about everybody? And did you think it was like a fair judging?
I didn't there was nothing that stood out that to me that I was like, oh, you're totally full of shit. I mean, did you find any holes?
The whole really nailing Blair and going back to that specific joke and really shaming her for having said something to Jane about her age and like really being so pointed with it. I thought that was pretty unfair.
Yeah, other than that, I mean, I really felt like they were kind of right on point with most of the critiques and the looks. It's so funny. I think when Ross is on, they're a lot nicer, or like I think Carson's a little bit more critical when he's on versus when Ross is on. Even though Ross will nail you on stuff, he's a lot more
He's a little bit more of a teddy
He
bear,
doesn't like
right?
he is. He doesn't focus on like the tiny, tiny little things, like where Carson will like he'll go in for the like critiques and say like, I saw that seam and that seam
Oh
on the
yeah.
side is a
Well,
little
he definitely has that fashion eye where he is going to nail you on your runway look from
design.
from like an actual like did you successfully complete this outfit in a way that makes sense and looks good and stuff, where Ross will be like, you look pretty.
Yep, I agree with that totally.
So Miss Cracker won. I think we saw that coming.
It was very obvious. I was like, oh, she's definitely winning this one.
All right, here's the deal.
Yeah.
I really, really did not like this lip sync assassin.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that. As they brought the lip sync assassin out, I was like, who's it going to be? You know what? And they bring out Kennedy Davenport. Davenport, the Davenport family, is a huge drag family. So Monet Exchange, who's a past winner of All Stars, is part of the family. Look, Akiria Davenport, Honey Davenport. I mean, there's so many Davenports that have been through the cycles of Drag Race. It's a thing. It's a huge thing. And they're all from Texas too. So when Kennedy came on, I was like, oh, she didn't bring anything to the stage. Let me back up. I am not the biggest country music fan. I do like country, but I'm not a huge fan of old school country music, Reba and stuff, not a big fan. I didn't think Fancy was a song that would bring a whole lot of energy and pizzazz to the RuPaul's Drag Race stage.
Thank
Am
you
I
for
wrong?
saying something. No, I thought it was like a grandma song. I thought it was super boring. When you have Miss Cracker trying to do some ballet, trying to do some turns, she was doing like basically like lyrical dancing. I mean, shut up. I should just shut up. This was a
I just was
terrible
like,
lip sync
what?
assassin.
I wrote Boring in my paper. I was like, this is so boring. All they did was walk around. First of all, I was like, why would you come lip sync in that outfit? Like with the like that you could step on. The whole kimono look that I was already praising that I love. The flowy top on top of something with the belt, you could step on that shit. You're coming to
Yeah,
sing.
it was just weird.
And all she did was walk the
Yeah,
stage. That's
yeah. And
it.
the lip sync assassin is supposed to bring energy times a gajillion.
And especially after last week's Roxy Andrews
Oh
performance,
my
come on.
God,
I
thick
was
and
ready.
juicy.
I was ready. Thick and Juicy did it all for me, and I needed more of that, and I didn't get it. And I was very much in agreement that Cracker should have won.
While I'm mocking the lyrical dancing, it fit the song best.
Everybody take a minute and just go and Google the song and the lyrics. There are so many lyrics in this song. Bravo to them for even like learning the damn song, because that was probably a feat in itself. I can't even think of what my moves would have been to that song.
That's all you could do
Yeah.
was sort of have this emotional dance and then just like try to amp it up when she sings the chorus. And other than that, you've got to be able to kind of slow it down and twirl. Yeah.
She gave us a cartwheel or two at the top.
At what point did cartwheels become dancing?
In Cracker's routine, that's what happens. That's her move. You know she does a cartwheel. It's like when Vanjie comes, she does the death drop. You know, you tuck your leg in, it's like a herky,
Yeah.
but you like fall
Oh
down to the
yeah.
ground. I mean, some queens, that's like their go-to
Every time
move.
I see it, all I can think is like ACL.
You're like, oh, pop. Or I know, I think that too. Or the who did the somersault?
Oh my God, that was so fucking funny. It was like India or something. Someone did a somersault. Someone, super funny.
Yeah, yes, it was
just
India,
like big
yeah.
butt India coming at you, rolling.
Whatever it takes to get that movement on stage, go for it. She got the win and pulled out the lipstick, and bam. It was her season 10, buddy.
Oh, my God.
Gotta go, Blair. And I had a little moment of silence. I was like, I knew it was going to happen. I knew it was going to happen. I knew it should have happened. Here's my question to you. Did Cracker make the right decision, though?
Strategically, I don't know. Because I think she would have been better off choosing one of the ones that were a stronger competitor.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you drag a buffer with you, right?
Why didn't you choose a heavy hitter? Because she could have easily knocked one of them out and made it a lot easier for her to win.
Her explanation of going with Blair because she was such a friend that she knew she'd forgive her was interesting.
I think at the end of the day, Ms. Cracker, as boss as she tries to be, I think she just really wants to be liked and not despised by fans. I think if she had said goodbye to any of those other queens, she would have been despised.
I think you're right. This was the most fair choice. It probably didn't get her closer to winning the crown because this is a community. It's not going back to your respective towns where no one knows each other and everything. It's not like that. Mm-hmm. So you do have to kind of make choices a little bit more careful.
You're going to get skewered in social media and if you make a choice like that. You know what I'm saying? They already know like fan favorites. They got to know when they're doing Survivor or they're doing any of these other reality shows and they have these fan favorites. All these people already have idea of like who they think America likes the best, right?
Yes.
You know Cracker is not stupid. And she's like, look, I got to make a decision that's probably the most fair, the one that everybody can live with and herself. It actually was like the easiest type of decision she could have made.
I mean, Blair was the weakest, you know, and I mean, no mm-hmm. one can deny the, I mean, the dying with the Jane and the bad joke. Did you think that Michelle's pep talk during Untucked, was it
sincere?
Because I mean, I guess what do you say to anybody who's like super young and has done this before besides look at the progress you've made?
Something about Michelle and these little talks at the end, it's like it doesn't seem like she's being super genuine with all of them. I know she does care. She's not a very like lovey cuddly type woman. She's not that. She's trying to give them a little bit of positivity before they leave. But it's not like a whole like let's all the warm fuzzies are exchanged. OK, let's be honest. It's not that. But what I will say about Blair, the absolute change from the first time we've seen her till now is absolutely significant. And that's what I said when she first came out in the season. And I was telling my daughter, the next time we see Blair, she has the range to be the best. I really feel like she could grow even further and get, because she's got so much time. She's young. You know what I mean? Look at what she's done already. She's got the drive. She's got the focus. She's got the looks. She's building her resume. And boy, y'all better watch out. I'm just saying it right now. Mark my words, Blair St. Clair is going to come back and beat all y'all motherfuckers the next time she comes back into that workroom. Wait for it.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. She will be a force to be reckoned with when she gets her...
But she's
when she gets
ready.
That performer part like handled, because she's got her drag, she's got that creativity,
she's got it,
she's got the beauty, she's got the body, but she's got to develop the talent part, and that can be learned. You know, she just needs to stick with some of the more talented ladies and work with them, just as some of the other ones, like say Miss Cracker. I mean, I feel like while she's hilarious, I think that there's things that she has improved over time, maybe about her drag, her actual look.
Saying that depth that we keep talking about, she's going to develop it. It's just a matter of time. I mean, I'm shocked and thrilled about how far she's already come. And so like when she comes back again, watch out. And next week, it's over. Can you believe this?
No, I can't.
I mean, they just like wrap this shit up quick.
I know. You have been through these finales before. Tell me what I should expect.
I think what they're doing with this one, they're kind of combining the reunion and the finale and one. They're going to all have a little kiki session where they talk and they kind of spill all the tea about what happened in the entire season. So that'll be cool to find out the backstory on the whole Alexis and India shit. Hopefully we'll find some real answers.
Do you think we are? They're just going to stir the pot again.
Probably not. Everything's all changed, everybody. We don't get any more live shows. They're just doing the regular crowning like they would at the end of a regular show.
Do they do a runway? Do they have a challenge? What should I be expecting? I've never seen this.
There's going to be one last challenge, and then there's going to be a runway, and then they're going to decide. He's going to decide, I'm sure. You know what? I don't know, because they're not going to have, will they have another lip sync
I don't
assassin?
know.
Or will Rue be the one who actually makes the decision in the end? I'm going to guess, if I had to put some money in, I'm going to guess that RuPaul is going to make the
What
decision.
about pulling a full Survivor with a Roomocracy bringing everyone back?
To make the
Yeah.
decision?
Like the
Oh,
jury
shit. I don't
has
know.
to seal your fate.
Oh, that would
What do
be
you
good.
think?
This is the season that they changed all the rules. It could be any of those things. I think it's a great idea, though. That would make it truly a Roomocracy for this
I think
entire
they kind of
season.
have to fulfill the Roomocracy, no?
I feel like your bones
My
have
bones
spoken.
have spoken.
Damn it. They just
I love
spoke.
it. I love it. Well,
Your bones have
I cannot
spoken.
wait. Those bones have been simmering, and I was waiting to hear if I was going to be right or wrong, and now I feel good about it. I feel good, Aish.
What happens in our grand finale next week? I'm excited.
I am too. So this is Caroline.
And this is
Thanks for
Aisha.
listening.
Thank you for listening. This has been an original Pod Clubhouse production. Pod Clubhouse is a podcast network dedicated to encouraging collaboration among podcasters and friends to bring a fresh voice and diverse perspective on a wide array of content. Please visit and leave a comment for us at podclubhouse.com. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast feeds on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can find us at Pod Clubhouse. Our DMs are always open, and we'd love to hear from you.
Pod Clubhouse.